Danielle. She's on our finance committee. I look to Teresa to help me with a lot of things. So we wanted them to come in today and talk about Christensen. Busy, busy time of the year for them. So tell us a little bit about Christensen.
Yeah, so as Judy mentioned, we just recently changed our name. It was Christensen and Associates, but kind of did some rebranding, and we're Christensen PLLP, CPAs and consultants. We have an office here in Litchfield, and our main office is in the Wilmer location.
Okay.
We have 8 people in our office here in Litchfield and about 50 people in our Wilmer location. So,
so it's a big company.
Plenty of people to rely on.
Yes.
To get lots of questions answered that way.
Right. So if we don't have the staff, potentially, for example, if you're looking for a financial forecast for your business, we may not do that in the Litchfield office. We have staff that support us in the Wilmer office to get that work done because they have the expertise.
You know, Judy mentioned something already, and I think this has probably made your business, changed it anyway, is the advent of QuickBooks and things like that that people can use for their accounting practices. How has that maybe affected what you guys do?
It's created a lot of opportunity, I would say, because with technology now, QuickBooks, there's a QuickBooks Online, or, we can log into our clients' computers, actually.
Yeah, right.
So it's created an opportunity for us to do what we call either virtual accounting or back office accounting, and we can be the accounting staff for our clients. So you don't have to hire a part-time bookkeeper, per se. You could hire us, and then we can cut your AP checks. We can process your payroll. We can, account for your, do your invoicing.
Yeah.
And so forth. So it's created a lot of opportunity for us.
Oh, and that's got to be nice.
And that is one of the areas also Christensen does our payroll, the chamber's payroll, all of that kind of stuff that I am not as familiar with and enjoy working with. And so it makes my job a lot easier to be able to have them, and they just send it to me once a month, and I can enter it into my QuickBooks program.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah, our goal is to allow the business owners to focus on their business. And then we can take the reporting or the, regulations, and we can handle that. So that's our expertise.
Yeah.
So we want to do that and allow the business owners to, like with Judy, she's got other things to do besides processing payroll.
Yeah,
so
we usually do. So it's nice to have. And I think it's also nice to have that resource over in Wilmer with the corporate office over there. For them here, they can just simply make a phone call or trade back and forth and do things and help them out.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. Well, and you think about it, it's really changed where, people had to gather up information on papers and bring it in, and this is what we did, and now it's just a computer click away, and you can get it. And even, as you said, you can access their computers.
Correct.
And it's got to make life a lot easier.
It does make life a lot easier, and then, we can organize it, we have access to it, so we're not interrupting the client as much either, because we can have access to their data.
Yeah.
Without having to go, okay, what's this charge? And they have to look because we can see it ourselves. So,
And, of course, it's taxes and rules and regulations are a big part of what you do, and they change every year.
Correct. And I know there's a lot of change on the in the future here with tax, with the new administration.
Right.
But right now we're living in the world of, prior year and trying to get all of our tax returns, 1040s, businesses, individual and business tax returns completed. So. As we say in our office, it's hot in the kitchen.
And it probably will only be getting hotter.
Correct.
Until April. Well, and that's what we always think is April 15th is that deadline, but it goes beyond that as well. It's probably your major date is April 15th, but I'm assuming you continue on with lots of things after that.
Correct. We have a lot of clients that we do quarterly financial statements for, reviewing their information on a quarterly basis, and then they send that off to their lenders or to their board of directors. So it just keeps rolling, which is nice. I mean, it's really busy, but then it does slow down. But at the same time, it's nice to have that client contact throughout the course of the year, so we can provide the consulting and be there for them. If they're buying a piece of equipment, they can call and ask, should I buy this piece of equipment or should I wait, or how beneficial is it for me? And
sure. People probably go, well, Christensen, they scratch their head going, okay, where is that? Or what is that? It's formerly Nicholson.
Correct.
Service, or Mark's business. And you're in the same location.
Correct.
That he was in, too.
Yep.
So
we're in the same location. Mark had, built a great tax practice, and as a Christensen with the Wilmer office, and even with our staff that are in that office here in town, there's so much more that we can do besides tax.
Yeah, for sure.
We can talk about payroll, back office accounting. We can do audits. We can do review to financial statements for lenders. We can help with startup entities doing some business consulting. We can do business plans, forecasting. Okay. There's just a wide variety of stuff that we can do. So, we're not just that tax practice anymore.
Right.
And, we're thankful for Mark and the and Kathy and the practice that they built.
Right, yeah.
And that's still the base, but there's a lot more to us than just that at this point.
For sure. You mentioned a word there that probably people went, and you said audit.
Yeah. I was going to ask that as well, too.
This is the audit you probably want because it might save you from the other audit.
Correct. So it's going in at, year end. Typically a lender is the one that requires an audit for a business. But then we can go in and we review your information. We make sure your internal controls are up to date and make suggestions, raise questions to you to consider because we're an outsider coming in.
Sure.
And then we do our procedures, do some analytical and do some testing, and then we make sure that their books are on the up and up and that we're also accounting for everything correctly.
Right.
A good example of that is with the transition at the chamber office. DeShutti had been here for 8 years. Not that she had done anything wrong, but when you do have an executive leave, it's always good to do kind of a review or an audit of the books. So Christensen was able to do that for us, and it helped me try to figure out to where we were at and how it all works. So they're a great business to be able to call on for those kinds of issues, too.
Yeah, let's say somebody's out there maybe thinking, geez, I'd really like to get into business. And I've got this idea, I've got this plan. You mentioned business plans, things like that. Is that something they bring to you and can have that looked over?
Correct. So they can stop in our office and talk through the ideas. We can talk about what type of entity structure they should be, if they should be a sole proprietorship, if they should be a single member LLC, and talk about the pros and cons of each one, and then help them develop that business plan of where they see their revenue coming from, or where's the income going to come from, what type of expenses am I going to have. And having an outsider look at it, we can raise things that maybe they're not thinking of.
Sure.
The additional overhead potentially that you might have.
Yeah.
So we would do that initial conversation, and then we could actually put a document together if you wanted us to, or we can just do the consulting and do that guiding, and then the individual themselves could put the document together.
For sure. And I think that's maybe the biggest roadblock in anybody wanting to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of a daunting task.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So we try to break it down into, if I call it baby steps or small checklist items so that they can understand, because as accountants have their own language.
I wasn't going to go there.
And you've been doing really well talking to us so we can understand.
That's right.
I went
at our finance meeting. If you can imagine, I sit at one end of the table and I have bankers and I have auditing offices people and I have finance people, and it's like, okay, you guys just talk your language. Let me know what I need to do.
So, we can kind of take that fog away from it and help them not to be so overwhelmed. And to also truly understand what they're getting into, because you have this great idea, but you might forget about some of those costs. So when you get going, you're like, why isn't this happening the way I thought it was?
Exactly.
And it is a good plan to have that business plan, because if you are going to go to a bank and ask for a loan to get her, funds to be able to do that, they're going to say, and where's your business plan?
Yeah.
So it's, starting a business is not just finding a building and saying, I'm going to do this. There's a lot more to it so that you can do it in the right manner. So
right. And there's a lot of, you have to register with the Secretary of State, and you have to get
and
ID
name,
numbers, and you have to, all that needs to be done before the bank will even let you open a checking account for a business.
Right.
So
right.
Those are things that you know, not everyone knows, or you don't get told that in college, or, you know, or that this is what you need to do. So
well, it's good to have somebody that has been told it.
Yes.
So you can,
that's exactly it. So we're glad to have them as a great chamber member.
For sure. So if somebody needs more information, you know, they maybe need some tax work done, they want to start a business, things like that, how do they get a hold of you guys?
They can reach us at 320-373-1040. Okay. Interesting phone number.
Nice.
Always remember that one.
Yep, 1040. Or they can go to our website, www.christensenpllp.com.
Okay.
And that, or actually it's christensencpa.com. Sorry
okay.
about that.
Yeah, that's
so,
fine.
And they can reach us there and see all the different services that we can provide.
For sure.
So... Great. Or they can just stop in and, you know, we will make sure that we take time to meet with them.
Beautiful. Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks for your time today. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. And by the way, they are over on still on East Highway 12.
Yeah, that's right next to the medicine shop.
There
you go. The best way to say where we are. So, and like our goal is to, we work with our clients. You know, it's not a cookie cutter service that we provide.
Right.
It's like we sit down with you and determine what your needs are. And we help you grow from that development stage of your entity or business plan all the way up to, okay, now I'm ready to transition it to somebody else. So we work all the way in between.
Very cool.
I might just mention, too, for them is that they're very involved in the community, you know, involved on different levels. Their staff is just very, very friendly. So if you're kind of hesitant and you're trying to think, you know, what should I do or how would I even do that, don't worry about that. You walk in and very friendly staff that can help them and get them going on the right track.
Sure. I think I know a few of them, and yes, they are.
Yes.